Bridging the Gap, Highlighting Efforts to Address Disparities in Research by Ashley Douglas. Despite advancements in healthcare, some communities face significantly worse health outcomes than others. For example, people of color, abbreviated POC, are twice as likely to experience a stroke and its associated consequences like aphasia compared to their white peers. One explanation lies in the powerful influence of social determinants of health, abbreviated SDOH, which are the conditions in which people are born, grow, live, work, and age. Health is a complicated jigsaw puzzle where every piece matters. For many marginalized communities, several pieces are often missing or ill-fitting. These gaps shape overall well-being and may affect how people strive in their day-to-day lives. Attributed to De La Vega et al., 2019. When these gaps go unfilled, they contribute to persistent health disparities, particularly in underserved communities. To reduce these inequities, researchers must implement inclusive, community-based methods that engage diverse populations and emphasize long-term, systemic change. Aphasia is not the only disorder shaped by these factors, and race is not the only determinant. A wide range of social conditions, such as education, employment, and socioeconomic status, deeply influence health outcomes and should be actively considered by language scientists in both research and practice. At UConn, the Health Disparities Institute, abbreviated HDI, exemplifies this mission by championing equity-focused, community-led research across the state. By fostering trust, encouraging collaboration, and centering community voices, we can shift the narrative around research and pave the way for systemic change. If researchers are not members of the communities they study, it is essential that they consult community members, otherwise they risk overlooking critical lived experiences. Under the leadership of Dr. Linda Sprague-Martinez, the HDI brings together healthcare providers, policymakers, and community health members to maximize their impact in advancing health equity. This collaborative approach emphasizes a simple but powerful truth regarding health research. When communities are a part of the solution, real change happens. Community engagement is essential for ensuring research is both transformative and relevant. Attributed to Rubin et al., 2012. Subheading, Building Trust Through Reciprocity. Now that we understand the importance of including diverse participants and the need for them to tell us what profoundly affects their quality of life, we must first focus on building trust. Building trust is like finding the missing pieces of a puzzle. Without it, the picture remains incomplete, leaving gaps where collaboration and progress should be. Unfortunately, for many marginalized communities, such as Black, Latino, and Indigenous populations, these missing pieces are the result of a long history of exclusion and exploitation in research, so the call for more diverse participants is not always well received. Rather than being treated as collaborative partners, these communities have often been viewed as, quote, experimental guinea pigs, end quote, leading to interventions that overlook their needs and perpetuate cycles of health inequity. One of the most infamous examples is the Tuskegee syphilis study, where Black men were denied treatment and subjected to unethical experimentation without their consent. Similarly, Indigenous communities have experienced a history of research exploitation that completely disregarded their cultural knowledge and practices. This betrayal has left many communities understandably wary of research, often perceiving it as benefiting institutions rather than individuals. Attributed to Sprague-Martinez et al., 2012. These deep-rooted experiences have created a skepticism legacy that researchers and the HDI must work diligently to overcome to foster equitable partnerships. For research to create a complete and meaningful picture, researchers have to show community members that their safety is a priority and that their cooperation will help other people. Using accessible language, addressing real-time concerns, and showing how participation leads to positive change are key to fostering long-term engagement. Even if individual participants do not directly and/or immediately benefit from participating in a study, their involvement helps inform policies, improve healthcare practices, and shape future interventions. When research moves beyond a transactional process to a collaborative effort, it ensures that findings can apply to the real world, and ultimately to diverse populations. Here, at the Language and Brain Lab, we strive to understand how diverse backgrounds influence speech perception, communication disorders, and other cognitive processes. Our lab is among several organizations at UConn that aim to elevate culturally responsive research. Being responsive in our field may mean clearly addressing the impact of linguistic diversity and the broader cultural factors that shape communication. Together, these efforts lay the groundwork for a more equitable healthcare and educational system.